You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Public sector banks across the country have decided to go on a two-day strike. How that impacts you, the general public, and why have the bankers gone on strike? That's what we'll find out on our story of the day. My name is Rakesh. This is Money Control.
Story of the day. Public sector banks go on strike. A Money Control exclusive.
Banking services at public sector banks across India have been interrupted today, that is the Wednesday, and will continue to be so tomorrow, the 31st, Thursday, as public sector bank employees have started their two-day nationwide strike against the meagre 2% salary hike offered by the Indian Banks Association, that is IBA. However, operations in private banks such as ICICI Bank, HDFC Bank, Axis Bank were almost normal, barring a few activities including check clearance. This strike has been in keeping with the warning issued last week by the United Forum of Banking Unions, that is UFBU, an umbrella body of nine unions, including All India Bank Officers Confederation, that is AIBOC, All India Bank Employees Association, that is AIBEA, and National Organization of Bank Workers, which had called for the strike to protest against the meager wage hike offered by the IBA earlier this month. Considering it's the end of the month, the bank strike is likely to affect salary withdrawals. Some ATMs are also likely to take a hit. Besides deposits in bank branches, renewal of fixed deposits, government treasury operation, money market operations are also likely to be impacted by the bank strike. Withdrawal and cash deposits at public sector banks will be affected. As several rounds of talks between banks and employee unions did not make any headway, including those meetings called by the Chief Labour Commissioner, the United Forum of Banking Unions has decided to go on strike against the proposed wage hike of 2%, as opposed to 15% given last time, said C.H. Venkatachalam, the General Secretary of the All India Bank Employees Association, that is AIBEA. Additional CLC Rajan Verma had held a conciliatory meeting between the UFBU, Finance Ministry officials and the Indian Banks Associations in an effort to avert the strike. At the 5th May meeting, UFBU leaders quoted figures to prove how operating profit has doubled, staff expenses have reduced, business has more than doubled. CLC said that officers and employees have to be paid for hard work and not based on profit. IBA was not ready to come out with a new offer, but assured to continue the negotiations. The CLC tried his best to sort out the strike-related issues, but there is no positive development, though the bankers, through the IBA, said they are willing to reconsider the proposed wage hike. There was no concrete proposal. Hence, the strike stands, said All India Bank Employees Association General Secretary C.H. Venkatachalam to Business Standard. AIBOC, that is All India Bank Officers Confederation General Secretary D.T. Franco, said the UFBU leaders conveyed their grievance, including that there is inordinate delay, an offer of 2% was not in good taste, and the practice of wage negotiation for officers up to scale 7, which has been the practice, has to continue. Ravinder Gupta, Joint General Secretary of the AIBOC, said, and I quote, "It is almost an insult to the employees of public sector banks to be offered this kind of meager hike. We had no other option but to go on strike, foregoing 2 days' salary." Gupta also spoke of bank officers feeling hard done by, attributing the success of a lot of government schemes like Mudra, Jan Dhan Yojana and demonetization to public sector bankers. He went on to say that the reward of just 2% hike was gross injustice to bankers who have worked very hard for nation building. In comparison, in the last wage settlement for the period of November 2012 to October 2017, IBA had given a wage hike of 15%. The UFBU is now demanding an expeditious and early wage revision settlement, an adequate increase in salary, an improvement in other service conditions and wage revision settlement to include all officers up to scale 7, which will include divisional managers to general managers. IBA has currently decided to restrict wage negotiations to scale 3 officers or up till the senior manager level. As per the minutes of the meeting, IBA officials had stated that in view of the huge non-performing assets, that is NPAs, that banks are grappling with, the wage hike had to be capped at 2%. According to a recent CARE Ratings report, NPAs of the 26 banks that have declared quarter four results so far show a 15% jump over December quarter at 7.31 lakh crore rupees. But UFBU convener Devidas Tuljapurkar later pointed out, and I quote, "It is only because of provisions towards NPA that banks have booked losses. And for this, bank employees are not responsible." Echoing Ravinder Gupta, he also went on to add that bank employees have worked tirelessly for the implementation of government initiatives such as Jan Dhan, demonetization, Mudra and Atal Pension Yojana, among others, in the past 2 to 3 years, which he claimed has resulted in a huge increase in public sector bank employees' workloads. In light of all of this, additional CLC Rajan Verma had advised the bank managements to offer a fresh wage hike, adding that, and I quote, "As in the past wage settlements, the officers from scale 4 to scale 7 were also covered, so this time also they may be a part of the wage negotiations because excluding them may cause a fresh controversy which may not be conducive for amicable industrial relations," unquote. As per the minutes of the conciliation proceedings, the IBA officials had said that they were ready to negotiate further, but having already waited nearly a whole month, the bank unions have apparently lost patience and gone ahead with the strike. CH Venkatachalam went on to say nearly 10 lakh bank employees or 1 million employees are participating in the nationwide strike as part of our democratic right by foregoing our salary. He also hoped that good sense would prevail. There are about 85,000 branches of 21 public sector banks across India, which account for about 70% of all banking operations in the country. Big public sector banks such as the State Bank of India, the Punjab National Bank, Bank of Baroda have already cautioned their customers that the customers will experience some inconvenience over these 2 days. With AIBEA President Rajan Nagar reportedly announcing that ATM security guards will be among the participants in the strike, some ATMs may remain shut over the next 2 days. So even if your salary gets credited at the end of the month, which let's face it, doesn't always happen, you may not be able to withdraw it till Friday. However, like I said earlier, the functioning of private banks like ICICI, HDFC, Axis and Kotak Mahindra is expected to be normal except for delays in check clearance.
Story of the day. Public sector banks go on strike. A Money Control exclusive.
The SBI has said in a regulatory filing, and I quote, "All India State Bank Officers Federation and All India State Bank of India Staff Federation are members of UFBU, thus it is likely that our bank will also be impacted to some extent by the strike calls." And so it has been indeed. Just to remind you, there are as many as 21 public sector banks which control about 70 to 75% of the total business in the country.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.